This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 453 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, when you gotta go, you gotta go. We're going to talk all about the Walt Disney World bathrooms. We've done this show in the past a long time ago, and you know what? It's time to get back to it again, because you never know. To help me out, we have our co-host, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
What's happening? I got to give a shout out to my friend, Mr. David Frank, because we were just talking about this at a friend's house the other day. He was talking about we should do an episode, and I'm like, we did an episode. It was a long time ago. And then when you brought it up, I'm like, yes, we did it, but it's been a long, long time, so probably a great time to revisit it. So it was weird that you heard him tell me that.
It's psychic. I tell you, I got a little bit of the touch. Along with us also tonight, we have Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte, how's it going?
Hey, Ed. It's going great. I'm so glad to be here with you and Jimmy tonight. Talk about something that I do too much. Visit the bathrooms.
Well, again, as the title says, when you got to go. Along with us to discuss this also, we have Morgan. Hey, Morgan, how's it going?
Hey, guys, I got a big gulp. I am ready to talk bathrooms.
Well, I was hoping everybody hit them before we started recording, but if it has to happen, it has to happen.
Yeah. We need a flush sound effect to put on the show at some point today.
One of the things we've noticed and have always talked about at Walt Disney World is that they use their Imagineering magic everywhere. And something that really sticks out is somewhere you would least expect it, and that are the restrooms in Walt Disney World. Whenever you go to a different land or in a different restroom, you will be surprised at how themed and how well they match to where they're supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like the one thing you don't want to think about, but of course Walt Disney World has to think about it and how, where they're going to put them, how they're going to theme them, and how many of each thing is going to go in them.
And, sure. Yeah.
Yep, very correct. And it's kind of cool seeing them as they progress through time as far as the new lands coming in and the different items they add to each of these restrooms. The ones we talk about the least but need the most. Some of our favorite shows we all know are the food shows. Well, this is obviously the follow-up to that.
True.
All that drinking around the world, Jimmy.
Like what goes up must come down.
One of the, you know, whenever me and Kim go to a concert or a sporting event or anything like that, it's like I'm one that has to always get the aisle seat because I drink a lot of beer. And as much as I don't mind getting up and down to let people pass in and out, I hate to be the guy to make people do that. So it's I always look for that aisle seat.
Since you don't want to be that guy.
Yep, and you're prepared. You're definitely prepared. Okay, so now, being nerds, we do recognize some of these locations, and just because we go often enough and we've been dragging the kids along and we've had our emergencies, we've discovered bathroom after bathroom. So with all the new lands that have been coming into the parks, I think we did the show probably about 6 years ago. I think what we're going to do is go park by park and maybe even land by land and discuss the bathrooms, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Are there really any ugly ones in Disney?
You know, I think we're going to discover there actually might be a couple.
Maybe.
But it's a matter of, like, of course, it's going to be locations and things like that. But there's definitely some places out there. And again, it's not a matter of really how they look. It's as if they work and they're open, to be honest with you. Sure. Any bathroom that's ready for me is a great bathroom. Everything else is all kind of nice extras.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be smart to preface it by saying, you know, the bottom end of the bathrooms in Walt Disney World is probably still nicer than most public restrooms you're going to visit anywhere else in your life.
Sure, except for Bucky's.
Oh, right. Bucky's is a whole different ballgame.
Bucky's is on par with like the Tangled restaurants.
Yeah.
Maybe even nicer. Yeah.
I was going to say, Disney should kind of take some lessons from them on that category.
Right. I for Bucky's bathrooms. Let's just put it that way.
You are correct. Oh, yeah. You are correct.
Okay.
I feel like that's the next t-shirt coming to Bucky's.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. Okay, guys. So let's start up with the Magic Kingdom. And we're in for a big day at the parks, and we had a great breakfast. So this is going to be something we're going to need to know about as we go through the day. So, Jimmy, you're going to the Magic Kingdom. What's the first land you're going to?
For me, it's typically Tomorrowland.
Okay. So from the beginning of the park to Tomorrowland, we've got some bathrooms in the beginning of the park over by on the left side here as you're coming in.
City Hall.
Yep, yep, exactly.
Those are the first bathrooms I hit. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. I always hit those bathrooms immediately when I get in because I have to go. And those are not beautiful bathrooms.
They're not, and they're always busy. Like on a scale of 1 to 10 of Disney bathrooms, I give those like a 4.
They are busy, but it kind of goes with the theming of being a city hall.
True. Yeah.
Because honestly, you wouldn't
think about that. You're right.
You wouldn't expect City Hall to have great bathrooms. You know, they wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. They would just be functional. That's and this bathroom is very functional. There's a lot of stalls. There's places to wash your hands. Big giant mirror, and that's it. But it is very functional, and it is a good size because for the women, there's stalls on double sided.
That's good.
Yeah, I usually, because of it's so busy, unless I can't wait, I walk past Main Street because I know those are going to be some of the busiest ones.
Well, here's the thing, too. We just got off transportation. So we either just drove to the park and parked on the lot and we took the tram and we took the monorail or the ferry. And now we got through the tickets and security and we're in the park. Boom. We got to go somewhere quick.
Yeah. My coffee is hit.
And actually, I think there are bathrooms outside by the gift shop, too. Before mm-hmm. you get into the park, I'm not sure if they're on the other side of the ticket, which side of the ticket kiosk they're on, though. I want to say they're outside the tickets. If you had to go without a ticket or you couldn't get in, you can go, but I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, there's some outside, but I think mm-hmm. they're also smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're heading down Main Street and we're heading to Tomorrowland, but I don't think there's anything on Main Street itself. But when you get to Casey's and you hang the left and you head toward the first aid station and the parent station or the child station, there's a set of bathrooms right in that little alcove between mm-hmm. like Casey's and Crystal Palace.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're big. They're big. They're heavy service. And like I said, they're next to the child station and they're next to the nurse's station, too, the first aid area.
Yeah, it's in a good location, especially because with it being Crystal Palace and that's always been such a busy breakfast time restaurant. Well, I was gonna say,
and that's a big kind of, it depends on the time of the day, but that becomes a big bottleneck area too.
Mm-hmm.
People yeah. trying to slip in and out of the park and get to Casey's and get into the shops, because there is an entrance to the shops right there too, at the beginning of Main Street.
Right.
But yeah, so again, another set. So we're going to hang a right going to Tomorrowland. I forget, is there anything near the noodle station?
Yes, there is a big bathroom in Tomorrowland Terrace on the right. Exactly.
So there's two. There's two.
I was going to say that because right after you pass the ice cream place, there's a small set on the right mm-hmm. near where that exit is.
And then if you go into the noodle station and around, there's another set.
That's what I was wondering about that one. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
That one's big, and most people don't even know that one's there.
It's a very good one. It's dated. I mean, it's an older restroom, and you know, it probably mm-hmm. could be redone. But you're right. A lot of people are not going to walk up there, especially with the noodle station being closed. I don't even think it's the noodle station anymore, but it's the only thing I knew know what to call it. Where they do the dessert parties. So
yeah.
you go up the ramp and take a right, and there's some right up there.
So is it on the side where the cash registers are, like around where that is?
You go straight back. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you go up the ramp, you take a right, like where the counter service would be on your left, and you go straight back. And I think the men's is on the right and women's on the left.
That boom, ding, 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 ding. That's a new one for me. Thank you.
We ended one of our scavenger hunts there. One of our meetups.
A meetup was there in that area.
Up there
on the other side of the place. But yeah, the noodle station.
In the noodle station, upstairs, right by the bathrooms.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So now we're in Tomorrowland, and we're walking past Buzz, and we're getting to the circle in there. Where's our next stop? Or where can we go?
The only one in that area. Well, there's two. Okay, so you can go directly left past the store where they sell like the
Venus ice Merchants. Cream.
The ice cream floats and all that. Is that on the other side of Venus Merchants?
Yes.
So that one is right there in between that store and
Rays.
And Cosmic Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And then directly across where the old Skyway station used to be. Those are fairly busy. Both of those are fairly busy because they're the only two there and they're kind of, everybody kind of knows where those are. They're not hidden. Mm-hmm.
I always see the line in front of the ladies' room at the old by the Space Mountain one. I mean, sorry about you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, for you guys.
That's the life of a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally pity you guys. I see that all the time. I feel bad.
Yeah. So that's by Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies.
Right, and that's a good location because it is like right between Cosmic Rays and everything else in Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to keep on moving through Tomorrowland and into Fantasyland. And we're going to pass the carousel. And I'm sure, and I'm not a positive where it is, but there's got to be, I do know where it is, actually. There's a set down in Goofy's, what do they call it now? Mickey's Cartoon Land? What do they call Toontown?
Oh, before you get there, though, there's one. There's one connected to the building where the Cheshire Cattails is.
Oh, okay.
Yes, a small one there.
Yeah, right around the backside, you know, that little
Cheshire Cafe.
Cheshire Cafe, yeah. We sat there.
Yeah.
We sat outside there.
I don't know if I realized that was a restroom. I just knew there was right air conditioning in an outside area.
Yeah, right around there is air conditioning in the outside area. We did find that out. There's a vent if you're sitting outside of there. Right. If you're sitting all the way against the building, there's a vent that kicks on and blows cool air on you outside. So that was pretty amazing. But right around the other side, if you're going toward the castle, right around the other side is a restroom.
Before you get to the...
like where the mayor to meet and greet. Right.
That's when I was getting to Brave. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool.
In that same building. I mean, it's right literally 10 feet from where we were.
Yeah.
And so you are at the Goofy's New Land. That's Storybook Circus.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah. And there's a big restroom down there. A
couple months ago, too.
Yeah, that is right by the train station.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big, big one.
Mm-hmm.
And that I'm thinking maybe they made that one a nice size because the splash pad is right there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people need to get themselves and their kids cleaned up after they've been playing in the splash pad.
I think that and just the fact that the train station is there. You just got a bunch of people. The train's unloading right there and loading. So you get a lot of people moving just through that area. So yeah, that's a fairly new one because that's since New Fantasyland.
Right. Ties into our transportation thing too.
Yeah.
Side note, I can't wait for the train to come back.
I know, right?
It's got to be getting close.
So close.
It's got to be getting close. I mean, I just saw pictures of it like on some tracks heading back to Magic Kingdom.
They've been showing that for weeks and weeks now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got to be getting close.
So we're walking into Fantasyland and we're going to go past the Little Mermaid. And I think there might be some in the back there.
Like past, I call it the Beauty and the Beast store because like that's where. You used to only get Beauty and the Beast stuff, but
yes.
Now like a lot of the artwork and the sculptures and stuff like that, it's almost like an Art of Disney shop because I was in there.
I feel like that area, like I've neglected that area on the past trip, on the past few trips. Like I just don't wander back there a bunch.
So is that where LeFou's?
Yeah, yeah. It's,
Yeah, Gaston's Tavern. Right, it's okay. Back in the corner. It's weird the way they did it. It's similar to the way they did the one by Pinocchio's.
Those bathrooms house. Were nice back there. They're very well themed. And I do remember seeing them. And they're actually kind of hidden. Back. Yes, they're really far back through a couple arches. The store up there is really excellent. I did walk through there at that time.
That store is really good. A lot of really cool Beauty and the Beast merchandise.
Usually when we go in November, I usually get something for my mother for her birthday because her birthday's in December. And that's the store I went to get her something last year because I thought it was all Beauty and the Beast stuff. But I walked in and they had like the Jim Shore figurines and all the art. And like, it was just like, when did this change? This is awesome.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff.
But I used to avoid this bathroom, though, because I remember when, like, New Fantasyland was new, and that's also where Gaston would do his meet and greet, and the line was always so long.
They have a really big... all of the restrooms have companion restrooms now. They've really done good about being accessible, but the Enchanted Forest restrooms really have some nicer of the companion restrooms. So if you are someone that has someone in your party that you need that companion restroom and you can make it to this land, this is a good place to go.
Awesome. Yeah. Great advice.
And by the way, that's the name of the restroom is the Enchanted Forest restrooms.
I agree that they've done a better job of putting more of those in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And since I travel with somebody that usually has a disability because she has an ECV, companion bathrooms help a lot.
Sure. Right.
So now the next set as we're walking through Fantasyland is by the Pinocchio's Village House, which are kind of hidden in there a little bit in that corner back behind where the coffee stand used to be or is.
It's kind of like hidden. It's because it's part of Pinocchio Village House, like the restaurant. But I don't think, is there an indoor entrance? Like if you're eating in the restaurant, I don't think there's an entrance to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I think you have to go outside.
Was that coincidence that we got the Pinocchio and somebody's clock went off?
That was my clock. Every 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's cool. When we got the Pinocchio, have you guys seen the live action Pinocchio?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this whole thing with the clocks. You got to watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, you're going to have to want to rewatch the scene with the clocks.
I rewatched it three times. It's bananas. Yeah. So I won't give you guys any spoilers, but pay special attention to the clocks.
And have your remote handy.
Okay. Cool. I don't think I have ever been in that restroom. I don't even know if I knew that it was there. I maybe had a background knowledge that it was there, but I don't think I've ever been in it.
I feel like it's similar to the one back by Gaston's Tavern, that it's kind of tucked in the corner and you got to kind of walk through an archway to get to it.
I was going to say the same thing. I remember this and I was kind of almost, maybe I was confusing the two, but I'm glad you said that because I was thinking the same thing. And actually Fantasyland is a bunch of arches everywhere, just the way it's, and that area is where those big, you know, the blue tipped turrets are with the walls.
Yeah, I use like this. This is usually the one that I use in Fantasyland because, like I said, it used to be the one by Gaston's Tavern. Like there was a big line because of a Gaston meetup. Mm-hmm. So I usually try to get to this one.
Right. Well, here's the thing for even both of these, though, if we want to wait like maybe two more minutes, you're going to be to the most famous restroom, I think, of the Magic Kingdom. We're almost there.
On Disney property.
Best bathroom in Disney. Period. Mic drop.
I would also say there's
some competitors, but let's keep on moving on.
I would also say if you got to pee and you need some cash, the ATM is right near the one at the Pinocchio's Village House.
Good to know.
Well, here's the other side now. The ones when we're talking about the Tangled bathrooms, which is past Small World on your way to Haunted Mansion, they were the first ones that introduced a way to charge your phone while your friends are in the bathrooms. Yeah. And to me, that technological edge pushed it over. And they also had the hidden little lizards, too, in this area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The bathrooms are pretty incredible. They're all very well themed.
So well themed.
I think Pascal would be offended if you called him a lizard to his face.
Chameleon?
He's a chameleon.
He'd turn red on me.
And I think, this is like the perfect example of Disney theming for a bathroom. Like, this is like the best example, period.
In the concrete, we have horseshoes all over the place.
Yep.
And they have the name of the horse in the horseshoe.
Maximus.
Yes.
Maximus. Mm-hmm.
I think I want to say there was apples or apple cores somewhere around there.
There's a bunch of apples laying around. And like you said, the hidden Pascals, and he's all different colors. And it's a very well themed area. It is a shame that that's all that movie got was bathrooms.
Yeah.
It probably deserves more than bathrooms.
They might get a mountain someday. That happens out of nowhere. You never know.
It's the most photographed bathroom, that's for sure, because it's very photogenic. Just the whole little area
There's a photo stop there sometimes at night because they have the lantern that you can take the photo with. I don't know if they're still doing that, but I know they were doing that. Yeah,
right.
And Ed mentioned the phone chargers and stuff like that, and it's all themed, so they're like hidden in the stumps in this little seating area.
Yeah,
I will say, like, when they built that, like, what, 15 years ago. 10-15 years ago,
state of the art at the beginning,
that was really cool. I feel like now, like, if you need to stop by a stump and charge your phone, you just really didn't plan this out,
right?
Yeah,
because most people today would have a backup battery with them.
Sure.
Right. And then again, the phone batteries in the time, they were really, you know, kind of half quarter what they are now.
Sure.
Well, the thing is, so many of us don't use USB for our phones anymore. It's the C, the mini C or whatever.
So you gotta get a converter.
There's always adapters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
But anyway, so okay, we're moving on, and we're moving in toward Liberty Square.
Which there are no bathrooms in Liberty Square.
Now,
and why is that?
Because they didn't exist in the time of Liberty Square, the time period.
They should have outhouses. They should have
porta-potty outhouses. Harbor House.
There is one in Harbor House, but if you go into Harbor House, it's actually far enough over that it's technically in Fantasyland.
Okay.
We're good to know it's in the restaurant, at least if you're eating there.
Yeah, there is one in Columbia Harbor House, but you know Columbia Harbor House goes past the little bridge thing, the little arch you walk through by the Haunted Mansion store, and goes all the way through to meet up with Peter Pan. And the bathroom's on that end. Yeah.
So if you're not thinking about it, you've crossed the imaginary line.
You're in Fantasyland.
Exactly.
You're not in Liberty Square. You're in Fantasyland.
So everything kind of gets weird on that side of the restaurant.
Yeah.
No wonder the broccoli's so good. They do Fantasyland. They cook it in Fantasyland.
It's magic broccoli.
They put cheese on it in Fantasyland.
So then I think the next one, if we're going to continue the circle, would be underneath the tunnel into Adventureland, through the little walkway by the shooting arcade.
Right. And I know we weren't going to be as negative as we were going to be positive, because a lot of these places are something you need. And if you got to go, you got to go. This is one of the most odoriferous ones, I think, in the Magic Kingdom, meaning I think it's used so often that it kind of does get out of hand sometimes. And each park has their like one or two areas that you just happen to notice it every time you pass by. And it's like, wow, this is pretty, you know, it's a bathroom nearby type of stuff.
This is not the one you'd want to spend any amount of time in.
No, right, get in, get out, get on with your life.
But it's it's there if you need it. And it's in a great location because it's on your walk to Frontierland or it's to Adventureland, and it's back and
forth. It's in between. It's in between the two lands, and it's on it's on the main track of either one of them. So it's just very, very busy. It's just a very, very busy.
But it's a great way to get. Yeah, it's a great way to get to the other land, though. I use it for more than a bathroom.
No and matter if your wife what, is in the bathroom there, you could shop for sunglasses next door.
True.
I was going to say the exact thing, because no matter what, whoever I'm with always has to go to the bathroom there. So I go sunglass shopping because I have a sunglass problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the stone benches, I think, across the walkway on the other side in Adventureland. You can just kind of sit and get ready for the next thing.
No, I'm okay shopping for sunglasses. Leg.
or a Dole Whip. You're close enough to grab a Dole Whip.
No, or a Sunshine Tree Terrace.
Okay.
But then we'll have to go to another bathroom if we get snacks by somebody else to go in the bathroom. It's just like a repeating cycle.
It is.
That's why there's so many bathrooms.
Exactly.
So going around.
Garbage cans and bathrooms.
Going around on the
Adventureland side.
Frontierland side.
Oh, Frontierland.
Yeah, we'll do Frontierland side, and then we'll come across.
Because we only have one more, and we only have one in Frontierland, right? Back by Splash Mountain.
Splash has one, and it's decent sized. It's hit a lot because most people go into that one as soon as they come out of Splash.
Note it's by the train station.
Mm-hmm. Busy, 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 busy.
They are. They definitely are because they're only
trying to avoid them. Well, and not only that, but people coming off a Splash go in there to dry off, and you know, it's just busy. I don't like that one.
But if you get it at the right time and somebody else has to go to the bathroom, you might get a rocking chair free, so you can, you know, relax in a rocking chair if you don't have to go.
Sure. They can do a better job with that store too.
I don't think the store's open.
The problem with the store is it's a walkway. It's people getting off the ride continuously. Yeah. You can't do much with that. I mean, what they have there, I think, is pretty cool if you're looking for specific stuff. That used to be a good stop for penny pressing.
Mm-hmm.
A whole nother topic.
While we're still in Frontierland, if you take the boat over to Tom Sawyer's Island, there are restrooms there. That way you don't have to worry about
having
to leave the island. There is one at the dock and there's one down at the fort. They're not big, but they are useful.
I figure they feel guilty if they have a restaurant serving you liquids, they should have restrooms then.
Absolutely. They don't want anybody using the bush.
Or, I mean, you're surrounded by enough water, you know.
Right.
So, very cool. And I can't remember them at all, to be honest with you. So, very cool to know.
All right. So, we've left Splash Mountain. We've left Tom Sawyer Island.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
One of my favorite.
Pecos Bill.
Yeah, they have inside. A set inside the bathroom, the restaurant.
That's okay. Another one. That's
busy, definitely themed, but they're okay.
They're busy, busy, busy too.
So now, I was going to say, you're on the wrong side for that one. But yeah, the Pirates of the Caribbean, one of the best themed in the park. Yeah,
best themed, and they're tucked in the back, so not a lot of people know they're there.
Correct.
Yeah, it's hidden enough.
And there's two ways to get to it. As you're coming off the ride in the store, you could take a left out of halfway down the store, you can take a left, or if you're walking on the pathway in Adventureland going to Frontierland, you just take a left past the bridge or right by the like overpass where Pecos Bill starts happening on your right.
So I saw this on TikTok the other day. If you're getting off of Pirates and instead of taking like the little escalator ramp thing, there's a door that has steps and it takes you out right by those bathrooms. And I didn't know that existed. And I'm like, well, that's awesome. Because if you really have to go to the bathroom or you just don't want to go up that escalator, there's now, I didn't know this door existed.
I don't know who would do that.
Hope to find the cast member that knows the door exists.
I don't know who would do that. Why would you take steps?
No, there's got to be people that don't want to go on a conveyor belt.
Well, if you think about it, all these boats have unloaded. Somebody just might not want to be in that crowd going up that escalator.
Interesting to know about. It's a it's a chicken exit for the escalator.
Yeah. But I'm looking for that door next time I'm on Pirates.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So we're in Adventureland, and we're I guess walking back out of the park now, and we're just going to pass that same tunnel restroom, and we're going to be going back to Main Street, and I think that might be it.
Yeah,
that's it. And then when you walk down Main Street and you exit, the restroom that Jimmy was mentioning outside is on the side of the guest relations.
And it's outside the tickets. So outside it's accessible. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Good to know. Yep.
And where the lockers are.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, actually, no, I think the lockers are inside. Like you have part of the store and stuff on the outside of the tickets. And then inside the tickets, I thought is where the lockers were. Like
you might be right. It's hard to tell on that.
We're going to pay so building. Much attention to where bathrooms are in November. It's like not going to be. It's going to be hilarious.
Yep. Okay. I tell you what, Charlotte, you're going to tell us what park we're going to go to next.
We're going to jump on the monorail. Let's go to Epcot.
I mean, this is where I'm sure Jimmy uses more bathrooms than Epcot because let's face it, he's drinking. Sure.
Now, you know, there's going to be restrooms at the Ticket to Transportation Center, and there's a ton. There's some on the side with the ferry. There's some on the other side where the buses kind of collect into there, which is kind of cool to know. Again, after you drove into Magic Kingdom and you've been stuck at the ticket lines or the toll collector.
Absolutely. Going through security.
So we're starting at Future World. Is that where we're?
Yeah, we're coming into the park.
Well, hey, there's two entrances. You know, we coming in from the front, we're Future World. Or are we coming in?
Yeah, good point. And again, that's the way I only think is coming in this end. I'm not really a boardwalk type of person, so yeah, you guys decide.
We're coming in through the monorail.
Okay.
All right.
Which the whole monorail area looks great. Here's one of the bathrooms on the front of the park. Just a real quick note: they have the one on the way to the buses. And in case you don't remember, the bus or the walk to the buses at Epcot is the longest walk I think any park has to get to their buses.
Yeah. And
thank goodness there's a restroom on the way.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
of course, very basic, but it don't matter. There's a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as all the Disney parks, they have the entrance bathrooms too, before you have to use your tickets and get in the park.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've walked into Epcot. We're looking at Spaceship Earth. Are we going right or are we going left?
Doesn't matter. Right. We got it covered either way.
Yeah.
To the right. Always to the right.
To the right. And there is a bathroom on the right.
Yeah.
Basically, now, we got the bathrooms covered at the entrance of Epcot.
Yeah.
On both sides of Spaceship Earth, there's a restroom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The ones on the right are very busy. That's the ones by the lockers. It's where everybody walks in. It's...
Right. I think Epcot's theme is they know people are going to be drinking a lot.
Right.
Period.
Come drink and use the facilities.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep. So walking in. About the thing.
Are we about to stop at Pinocchio's Village House?
And this one. So I guess if we're going to look at the park from north, from the top down, we'll see the seas because you can get right to the seas now as you enter right next to Spaceship Earth. And they have their the restroom inside there. They have actually, I think, is it only on the top floor or they have it on the bottom floor too?
They have it on the bottom, I think, too.
Okay, because there was an elevator between them and I forget if it was for both or which way. But either way, they're there next to the dolphin tank and the manatees.
I mean, that's where you find me if somebody's got to use the bathroom in my parties. I'm watching the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Although that's a great area.
Or the manatees.
Or the manatees.
You know what I found out yesterday? We have manatees in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I knew that.
Somebody took pictures. Apparently during the summer, they migrate in. Don't know.
They go to warmer water.
They're bailing from Florida.
Yeah, I guess. I would.
Yeah. So now as we're on that side of Epcot, we're going to go to the land. And of course the land's going to have restrooms because you got to climb into there and climb down into there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, I'm pretty sure, I think they got two different sets.
Yes.
One on each floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, even more so. So now the one downstairs next to Soarin', that forever known is the Quinn protein spill bathroom. Very young. Oh. He lost everything in there. So he had been like, you know, every time we go down in that area, we give Quinn the look.
Oh, bless his heart.
But it happens. It happens.
And now every time that Quinn comes to a trip with us, we are now going to give him the look. Sure. So you have now like given him an extra layer of embarrassment.
That's fine. He can handle it.
Yeah.
Lord.
And they've actually redone those, not since him, but they've redone the bathrooms down there. And they are really nicer, a lot nicer than they were. Definitely. The upper floors, I'm not too sure because never checked them out.
The upper floor, it's right next to Garden Grill.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Which makes sense.
The outdoors, like on the elevator side. So they're kind of like above each other on that side. Okay, gotcha.
And they're useful. They're not any great theming. They are useful restrooms. They are what they are. The one on the bottom is packed all the dang time.
Yeah. I feel like that one's also a little bigger. I could be wrong.
I think it's a little bigger.
Well, it's next to a ride that used to have a 45-minute to like hour and a half wait. So I think that's boom. That's the reason why they increased the size of the downstairs ones.
True.
Here, okay. Now the next one is the tip. The tip of the day for Epcot for me is letting everybody know, and as long as you're not there when I'm there, the bathrooms to go to if you can hang out and wait, and they're the least crowded but the nicest and largest, whatever, are the ones behind the Imagination Pavilion.
Mm-hmm. So, people don't know what's behind the Imagination
Pavilion. I was today years old. I was today years old when I found out that was there.
You didn't know they were there.
Did not know there were bathrooms back
they
there.
There's a couple back there that are really, like I said, huge. And it's literally, you have to go back to the edge of the pyramids. You know where the meet and greets were for the characters out in that grass area where mm-hmm. you would see them as you're mm-hmm. coming to the Imagination? Well, you take a right there in front of the entrance of Figment, and then just go straight down another 100 yards and you take a left, and then the restroom's right there.
Kind of like how the Pirates one is hidden. This is kind of the same type of thing, except these are hidden better.
Yeah. So if you're waiting for somebody, you're going to people watch on the benches in front of Figment. And again, the restrooms are nice. They're usually never crowded. Tip of the day.
Or hopefully there's air conditioning. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Everything is great. And to be honest with you, most of the bathrooms at Walt Disney World are very well air conditioned. There's only a couple that are just small enough, like almost, let me rephrase that. Once we get to Animal Kingdom, there's a lot of issues over there keeping them air conditioned, which is understood. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Animal Kingdom has that whole heat factor of its own mm-hmm. in Florida. But yeah.
Yep.
But so anyway, behind Imagination Pavilion, and they play some great music back there too. It doesn't seem to be the normal track for Epcot, as weird as that sounds.
So you got something to entertain yourself while, again, you're using the facilities.
Sure. That's the point.
I love that we're talking about this. I just wanted to.
There's some also kind of right across from there.
From Imagination?
There used to be. There used to be on the, if you're going.
Oh, they're not there anymore?
If you're going from World Showcase back to the Seas. The land is on your left. On your right, before you went through the tunnel, there used to be those bathrooms right on the edge of that building there.
Oh, and that building's gone. That was
they've been Moana'd. Yeah, they're gone.
Yeah.
Now I'm not talking about the one. Now there was some inside, like
no, not inside the restaurants. They're outside on the edge. You could, if you walk out of the restrooms, you would be looking straight at the land to the coffee place.
That's the ones I'm thinking of. And there used to be some in the building, like. In that big blank space that you used to walk through to get.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
There were those too.
And now it used to be the great area to hang out. That little building next to Club Pool.
That's where I sat down after I did the challenge.
Right. Correct. And then we did scavenger hunt checks and stuff. Well, anyway, moving on with the restrooms. Let's jump over to the other side of Future World, because on the other side, there are some new ones and there's not so many common ones. So it's so funny how there's so many bathrooms on one side of the park and on the other side of Future World there aren't.
Mm-hmm. I guess we should point out that it's not Future World. We keep calling it Future World, but
it's now World Discovery.
It'll be Future World forever.
For me, it will be.
Like MGM.
Yes, MGM Studios.
Correct. So the two I can think of off the top of my head are the new one and the new restaurant.
The Connections?
Space 220.
Connections Cafe.
Yeah, Space 220's got a new one, but it's only in that restaurant. So
yeah. You got to go to Space to get to that. You got to leave the Earth to get to that one. So
it's worth it.
Two that come to mind are the one that are in Connections and then the one that's behind, like by Test Track, but over behind... Yep. What was Mouse Gear?
Mm-hmm. Right, the Stork. What's the other C word? It's Connections and it's Creations.
Creations.
Yeah. It's yes, and that's actually a savior bathroom for us. That was always catching it before you get that long walk into Future World from there. Mm-hmm. Into World Showcase from there. Well, I take that back because the
you
Odyssey.
You can hit the Odyssey.
I take that back, yeah. But maybe just getting there. It just seems like that was always the one that we found and was a relief.
Yeah. And now it is by Club Cool. So again,
perfect for you.
You try all the stuff at Club Cool.
Facts.
I was just in the Connections restroom last week. That was the first time I had been in there. And it's nice. It is nice. It is big. It is clean. The sinks are good. They have Dyson hand blowers.
One of the things I like the most about that one is they take the whole restaurant in consideration because there's that wall that's in front of it. And then you have that like area you're walking like an alleyway, and then you have the bathroom entrance. So it's kind of like separated-ish from the restaurant.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Really nice.
I dig that restaurant too, by the way.
Oh, I was like, though. Yep.
And there's a story behind everything. There's a story behind everything in there. It's great looking around. Okay.
They have a really good cucumber gin cooler in there. And I know we're not talking about Space 220 because we have to pay to go in there. But if you eat there, go to the restroom because it is themed so well for that restaurant. When I went in there and it was there was a soundtrack playing and different things happening. It was just so cool. So if you eat there, definitely go to the restroom.
They had a sign in the bathroom, like warning you if the gravity goes out, they have suction devices.
Yes. Your waste has been carried away.
Good stuff. That's all prepared.
I don't want to know where my waste is going, regardless of what surface I'm on.
Me, Kim, Ed, and our friend Chris went and eat there last November, and it was thumbs up.
Outstanding. I agree. It was awesome.
The whole experience. I mean, the food was good. The service was good. The experience was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the price because it was that immersive.
Yeah.
So now another place we're going to hit bathroom-wise, which is amazing how empty it usually ends up being, but how great it is the Odyssey, the old Odyssey restaurant.
This one's not great because the only one left open is the one that's outdoors on the back side of the Odyssey. Mm-hmm. It used to be the one closer to Test Track that you could walk into in the door.
But lately
that's been closed. Well, it may be open now because of Food and Wine. Last time I was there, they stopped doing the Epcot experience thing there, and Food and Wine hadn't started, so there was nothing in the building. It was locked. You had to go around. You had to go around to the outdoor ones.
And that was one of the best things about it was that they had a restroom at either set of doors, which usually caught people because they don't know the other one was there type of thing.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, it's probably operational now because now they have the food and wine booth in there. Uh-huh. But the last time I was there, the doors were locked. There was nothing in there.
Yeah. Okay.
And that restroom is great because it's right by the first aid and the baby care center.
When I was there for the media event for the for Guardians of the Galaxy, I had to go to that first aid station because I was in like full blown allergy attack.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I'd ever had to look for any type of medication, you could just go to any store and they had like one of those fish and tackle boxes with like the single serve Tylenols and whatever you need, and they would just buy it. They don't do that anymore. Any type of medication, you have to go to the first aid, and there was a doctor there. And here's the cool thing, though. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to sign in. They gave me Claritin for free. I was like in a full-blown like allergy attack, sneezing.
No, it definitely works out. If you know what your problem is, and it's definitely something like an aspirin or allergy pill or something like that, definitely cool. Mm-hmm.
So they now have to keep track of like what they give everybody. Cause I had to go to that first aid center in April when I was there for the springtime surprise races. And I needed Band-Aids because I messed up my feet because of doing all the races. But you have to like sign out and like, you know, so they know everybody that comes in and what they're getting.
And with computers, they can tell if it's different parks and stuff. They keep track.
I mean, it makes sense, but I mean, if it's over the counter medication, I don't know why they can't just sell that. You can buy that at any convenience store. You can buy it anywhere.
There's got to be some kind of liability thing, and that's why they have to do it.
Yeah. But even over the counter has dose recommendations, so they won't.
Well, sure, but they sell it in single doses.
Well, I understand that, but if you get a single dose at this first aid station, you go to the next park an hour later and you get another dose there. And then I'm just saying it's harmless for the most part, but I think they need to keep track for that.
I don't like the idea.
It's Disney. Any site outside of like issue that can ever happen, they got to be prepared for, unfortunately.
I would imagine something had to happen.
Oh, I'm sure.
That I can't walk into a store and get Advil.
Somebody ran out with the entire case of it.
The only issue I had was that Kimberly wasn't there because Kim has like a pharmacy in her backpack at all times when we're in Disney. She can treat just about. You could like cut your head open. Kim's got like a stapler. She'll heal you right up. I'm telling you, it's like local
anesthetic.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. She is literally prepared for any situation. Morgan would not have had to go to first aid if Kim was there. Kim would be like, yeah, I can bandage that up for you.
I can fix that.
And you know what's so funny is like you usually make fun of everything that I pack in my park bag. So I'm glad you called Kim out.
Yeah, you don't have any first aid stuff.
Well, from now on I do because of April. Like I have Band-Aids in my bag now. I have Band-Aids usually in my hotel room.
Yeah.
Now they are in the park bag.
Kim is still like in I have kids mode, even though our kids are grown. But she is prepared for any like type of situation. She's like MacGyver.
That's what happens when you become a mom. You're always a mom.
Always prepared. And look, and
if you're willing to carry it, who cares? Go for it.
Look, I'm not mad. She's come through many, many times. Kim has come through many, many times with crazy stuff. I'm like, you know what? I got a headache. Oh, you need this?
Take this. Which kind do you want?
Yeah.
And I'm great. Not a mom. I'm just, I don't know what to call me then because I'm not a mom. So I don't know.
I can call you some stuff.
Stop. You are just prepared.
Yeah, exactly. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
And you've experienced
not being prepared.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the point. That you don't want to get caught without. In Disney World, we always talk about that bubble. And up until the first aid stations let you have stuff for free, you would have to buy something. And you have to buy something normally if you wanted to pay a regular price off property, which is tough to get to and, you know, keep on going with that.
And even I mean, I don't want to go on this too long, but even like the CVS and Walgreens right outside the parks, those are a little bit more expensive because they are right outside the park.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
no doubt.
Right. Okay. So we are at the Odyssey. Let's go ahead and go through the World Showcase on the Mexican side.
What?
Yes,
we're going through Mexico.
Only rookies start in Mexico.
No. Well,
we're here. I'm not going to walk all the way over to Canada. So
I need my shot of tequila after
this. Let's go.
All
right.
And we're going to hit some margaritas.
That's the other kind of first aid we need. After one first aid, we go to get the tequila first aid.
Well, I think
one
what
shot,
happens
is... two-shot, three-shot floor.
There you go.
That's why rookies start in Mexico. And Charlotte ain't even going to make it to Norway.
And we barely make it to Norway where you get to the first set of restrooms.
Yeah.
So you can go inside Mexico and there is a restroom.
Uh-huh.
It's in the restaurant, but you can just walk through and go to it.
It's probably almost the same walk.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to get through a lot of people and get down inside to Mexico and then to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Might be quicker to just kind of
skedaddle.
Yeah, you just go to Norway because by that time your friends have finished their drinks and then you can get the drink in Norway.
There's not really good drinks in Norway.
Okay, you get your school bread and your other treats in Norway.
Now, the drinks have like herring in them.
Yeah.
But the bathrooms are in next to the Kringle or behind it. And it's kind of like, I guess, the one side of the whole meet and greet area. So you're going to go from Mexico past the meet and greet area. And then just as it hits the restaurant, back there is where the restrooms are.
Which is good because it's hidden. Yeah, it's a little hidden.
It's in the building with the grass roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's in the frozen. It's on the side, like by the frozen area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's very nice. It's a well-themed restroom, and it's very nice. It's always clean and not that busy.
And very cool.
Yes.
It's frozen.
Correct. It is always – that air conditioner is always very cold in that.
Yeah.
You're right. I wonder if that's because it's connected to the same AC system in the stores.
Maybe.
And those stores are open, so it's just running. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. It is always very cool in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's next?
Next is China, which I don't even think there's one in the, like, I know I haven't eaten in the sit-down.
There's absolutely one in the quick service.
Right. Correct.
And I'm assuming there's one in
the one in Nine Dragons.
Yeah, and there's definitely one in the so when you walk into the quick service, it's where you order, and then the seating area, you take a left, and if you go straight back against the wall, there's some restrooms.
I could have swore they had them next to that phone they had by the stores, but I guess it was just the phone.
No.
Yeah.
There
are some in the quick service restaurant that you could just walk into.
I was today years old when I found out that there were bathrooms in China.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, you had to assume there were some in the sit-down restaurant. Yeah,
yeah, they don't have them listed as bathrooms in China because they're technically in the restaurant.
Yeah,
and I think it is actually some kind of law that there has to be a restroom in a restaurant.
I think you're right.
Well, that's good to know, because if you are looking at a map, there's nothing between Norway until when you get over to, the next land past Africa.
Right.
Germany definitely has bathrooms. It's on the backside. If you're coming from the outpost, it's
beside the train.
Yeah. It's beside the train. It's a little village.
Which means it's even a longer walk because you're going to the other side of Germany to get to these restrooms. So China, quick service, another place to stop.
But again, by this time, I have finished my cantaloupe. I have to use the restroom. So cantaloupe's gone, use the facilities, and I get my grapefruit beer. So
nice. There's a theme here.
Yeah.
She's got it going. Literally.
I am pro level on Epcot drinking in bathrooms. What are you talking about?
And World Showcase restrooms are very well decorated to the lands.
You were trained by a great Jedi master.
You do realize I was drinking in Epcot before I met you, right? Remember, I was a cast member.
I said, yeah, well, that's true. You were a Padawan then, and you were a Padawan when I met you.
No. I was Jedi Knight level before I met you, because we can tell stories that we're not going to tell on the podcast show.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be a restroom and beer garden, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember where it is, but
it's so I remember because.
Yeah, there's definitely
they always sat me on the opposite side of the bathroom.
Oh, I think it's across the restaurant on the right side.
It is. It's all the way on the right side.
Yeah.
Because right. We went in there when we did the tour, Ed.
Right. That's the only reason. First time I was there.
Yeah. I've eaten there, but that was a long, long time ago. But when we went to the tour, I did go to the restaurant. And I walked around, and they were like cast members, like, because they weren't open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Beer Garden in forever.
Me either.
When we did the World Showcase tour like 3 years ago,
yep,
we went in there and got a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Good stuff.
But Germany is also a good bathroom because the trains are right there. So if you don't have to go, you just watch the trains.
Right.
It's so fun to watch that little village, how they decorate it for each of the festivals. And I good love stuff. That village.
And what you do is you look for the restrooms in the little village.
And look and see if there's any little people walking out.
Right. And guys, and just as a little thing, what Charlotte said is so true. Look at the when you get to the train area, look for the main square and look at the little flags they have around that area. They are current to whatever festival is going on. Like they have little food and wine flags right now. They're only about maybe an inch long or inch tall or something like that. But
amazing.
Totally readable.
I think you took pictures because I think we posted it on our social media on our Instagram.
Sure I did.
And I just have to say, I feel like a photo gallery is going to happen. Like, and we're going to take pictures of all the bathrooms, including ones in the little train station in Germany.
We're going down. Yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. We should do it.
So let's move on to a new set I found this summer, which I think they've redone because they look kind of new. And I think when they redid that store area over at the American Adventure, they might have put these in or updated them, or I just had never noticed them before.
Which ones?
Next to the American Adventure, if you're looking at it on the right side, there is a set of restrooms. And
those have been there. Those are huge.
Are you talking about on the
building? It's a building past. It's right now they have that area where you have the picnic tables and
by Hops and Barley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the kid got.
I just have always missed it because I always kind of messed.
Well, there used to be there used to be bathrooms on the left hand side,
right behind Regal Eagle.
Yeah, there used to be both sides.
The little alley.
And what I'm saying is kind of accurate in that they created these.
No. It did, but probably 6 or 7 years ago.
That's still new. Come on.
At some point, they were on both sides, though.
Yeah, and then eventually, since it's been Regal Eagle, those bathrooms on the other side have not been there.
Right. But bottom line, they're there, and they're perfect for the theater. They're perfect for the American Adventures 45-minute experience of going inside there, wading through it, and coming back out again. They're perfect because they're next to the restaurants in that little area.
They're huge.
They're huge because American Garden Theater is right there, too. So
they're huge. And they've
got to be big enough to.
It's another one that's very cold in there. Mm-hmm. They're air conditioned very well. And it's a really big, I mean, they're big, big bathrooms. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we hit that one multiple times as we're hanging out at Jimmy's Planner.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Should we call that the Disney Nerds bathroom now?
Well, you know, the one that was on the left side was better before Regal Eagle because you could walk back there, mobile order your beer from the restaurant, go pee, and then on your way back,
and then pick it up on the way back.
Pick it up on the window, by the window, and walk back out to the front.
Good point.
Always planning. Always planning.
Yep.
I kind of think I don't remember going there before the summer, so I must have been going over to the other side of Japan each time.
Oh, my goodness.
Or back to Germany.
Yeah, because the next one, there's none in Japan.
Yeah, it's Morocco is the next stop.
Yeah, I mean, they're like in the restaurants, obviously. But Morocco and Germany are like the two.
They're both in the same.
Well-known.
Same. And they're both kind of, they're situated in the same place.
Yeah.
Yes.
In each pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
They have that like shack look to them, like they're separate, like outdoor house.
Yeah,
correct.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're very similar.
And there are seats outside of the Morocco one. So again, if you don't have to go, you got somewhere to sit. Hopefully,
by the way, get yourself a drink.
And usually now they've got that area between Morocco and France that's been gardened and has tables and usually a
Brazil booth is usually there.
Brazil booth at the holidays. It was Hebrew, like you could get potato latkes there. Like, so there's always something right in that Belgium area.
Is back there, but maybe
Belgium is back there right now. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Belgium is on the in between Morocco and
France.
No, Belgium's between. Last time I went, Belgium was between Morocco and. Oh, maybe it was right before Morocco.
They moved it.
It was close to Morocco.
Maybe it was past. Maybe it was Brazil and then Belgium was closer to Morocco. I don't remember now.
Well, they'll be there when we get back in November.
We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Brazil is my favorite, though. That pork belly.
Pork belly.
And then and he the goes to the Morocco
bread.
Bathroom.
And then the cheese bread is really good. The cheese bread with the pork belly, because the pork belly is like really salty and savory, and the cheese bread is really like, I mean, they just offset each other really good.
Yep. You always find those combinations. Hungry. What did I do? I found the cheese soup from Canada, and then the pretzel roll I got from... Gosh, I can't remember where it was from, but that was dipped into the cheese soup was incredible.
That's awesome.
Just the different things you just never think about. But anyway, let's move on.
So France does have a bathroom.
Don't they have a back by Ratatouille now?
Yeah, that's
Vive la France.
Yeah, and then there's also one kind of in the store.
In the boulangerie.
But those suck because they're like...
they're small.
And they're unisex, so that like whoever can go to either one, and it's only one person can go in either one at a time.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the ones in Ratatouille, or
in the store that's kind of in the seating section of the quick service back there?
I haven't seen the Ratatouille ones, but I gotta imagine since they're one of the newer sets, they got to be pretty incredible.
They're nice. I don't know that I've been there.
I don't remember them being any kind of standout kind of thing about them.
Like rats. No rats on the walls.
No, there were definitely no rats.
They should just have live rats. We've themed it so well. We have
cages in cages.
Yeah, I don't think people want to see Remy all over the bathroom.
Right. Right. So now, again, here's another little stretch of area that we come across. And with kids, you find these areas pretty fast as far as no restrooms. So from France, you're going to be walking over to UK. And if you want to go through the entrance there to the Epcot area, there are some bathrooms down by that store.
At the International Gateway?
Yes.
You got to go. Yep. You got to leave, though.
Oh, are they on the other side of the gate? Okay.
Yeah.
On the way to the Skyliner, you can hit some bathrooms. So that's important. Again, transportation, they got a set of restrooms.
Yeah.
So they are down there. But then your next set is in the UK. And they're actually a great location. They're next to the phone booths. So it's one of those great photo locations on top of it being a great set.
I would say similar to Morocco and Germany. They're kind of to the left side, kind of in their own little building.
Seeing a theme with that kind of located similarly through those.
And I got to imagine the restaurant has their own restroom over in UK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you've probably been there in the Rose and in the pub.
It doesn't stand out, but sure.
So if you're facing the bar there to the right, like you would walk like when Miss
Carol was piano.
Right. When Miss Carol was playing, you'd walk right in front of her to go to the restrooms.
Yeah, that must be great for her playing all night. Going on.
I hope you wash your hands.
You're doing a great job. I'll be right back.
Yep.
Okay. So we're still walking around World Showcase and we're packing down the beers. Canada, where's our next relief stop?
Canada. Now, I do want to mention, because like that event pavilion is before Canada. If it's open, there are restrooms in there. And
yes, quite a few of them.
Yeah, it's a good size.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
Kim and I hit that a couple of times.
Okay. And they have, that's not this year it's been open, but the last time they had the food and wine, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, it was open.
It was open last year because Kim and I spent a lot of time in there because they had one of our favorite drinks in there.
And not last meetup, but the meetup before, we actually just hung out in that event pavilion and did trivia because it was a good place for people to like, we could just hang out, sit down. It wasn't too loud, so everybody could hear me. Yeah,
the world showplace.
It was amazing how wide and open it was with nothing but chairs and a couple of tables. And maybe there's three stores inside there and a restaurant.
It has a
huge area with nothing else going on.
It has a giant, giant bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. And it was very cold in there too. So only if it's open.
It's a great space. When I went down for the, me and Sam went down for the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind media event. That was the media center.
Okay.
And the front part of it was all set up with like tables where you could go sit, and they had actually laptops that you could use to post stuff. And that's where we kind of got the swag stuff when they had like drinks and coffee and stuff like that. And then they had a second set that you would doors that you would go through or archway that you would go through that was for cast members that would work in the event. But we would have to go through there to get to the bathrooms. But those bathrooms are huge. It's because that place is designed to hold a whole lot of people. So but those bathrooms are very nice. That's a cool building. I wish they would use that again for food and wine. And because when we went in there, Morgan, it did like the trivia and stuff, and that it was such a cool place. They did merchandise in there. They had some booths in there.
And
that's where they had Miss Carol playing, and not just her, but just different entertainment.
People coming in. We keep saying they don't have a really good festival center anymore.
It was a good place.
You need that. This would be the perfect place every time they do a festival.
Mm-hmm. It was a good place for it. It really was.
One thing I wish. So the very first time I've actually was in this building was for, and Charlotte probably knows this, during the Wine and Dine Run Disney weekends, they used to have a pasta party.
Yes, the spaghetti party.
Yes, and it was in this building. I wish they would bring that back.
That would be so great to come back. That was such a good event.
You bring up a good point, Morgan. I always had this thought. Now, when you do the Run Disney events, it's really early in the morning, so the parks aren't open yet, and you do run through the parks and outside the parks. Did they have restrooms for you guys on those races, or how do they do that?
So they have restrooms. So the depending on which race you do, all the races at some point go through the parks. But if you do a longer race where you have to go between one park to another, if you've got to go to the bathroom, you have to go use a porta-john. If you are in the parks, though, you can use the restrooms. Like, you can go to the bathroom in Morocco because those bathrooms are open.
Right.
And it's kind of funny because when you first also start the races, most of the time you start in Epcot parking lot, and they're just like, it feels like miles of porta-johns before the race starts.
There are so many porta potties, and they are not magical.
The lines all in front of them, and everybody's getting ready for the race to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I can tell you, so usually, like when before I work out, especially before I do a race, I have usually drank something to wake me up. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, drank something just so I have hydration in my body because, you know, we're about to do like all this physical, you know, exertion. And I do everything in my power not to use those porta-johns. And I run faster to get to the, the regular restrooms.
If you're a runner, you know that there's something called the runner's runs.
Ouch.
And it's just a... because it you happens. Are so hydrated and the way you dieted for the day before or something, it just, those porta potties are getting abused.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that's abused.
Okay. I'm not going to go too far.
Moving on.
Okay. So we are in Epcot in the World Showcase walking around from the UK. And this actually is another stretch where it is an extended amount of time without a restroom. Because we're going past Canada, and of course they've got their restroom inside the restaurant there, but we can't get to that one unless you've got a resi. And we're going to keep on going around, and they put this next set in maybe like 3 or 4 years ago.
You're skipping one.
That's the ones I'm talking about.
No, there used to be one at the refreshment port.
That's not there anymore?
No. And that's these new ones right around the corner from it.
Yeah.
That used to be there used to be like a food and wine, I think, area set up or a playground where the restrooms are now. And it's a big building that's on that pathway that leads you to the Imagination Pavilion from World Showcase over on that Canada side.
And it's a good bathroom.
Like, I was going to say, they're really huge. And unfortunately, I did see the line in front of the ladies' room the last time I was past it again. But the restrooms themselves are huge and they're AC'd and whatever. And they're really close to a lot of different things.
Yeah. There's usually some kind of like booth right across. So, you know, that's a perfect location. And also there's like little ledges that people can sit on. So if they're waiting for somebody who's using the bathroom, there's usually somewhere for them to like sit on one of these ledges and wait for their party to get done.
Right.
Yep.
Can I just say, let me tell you, if we're together and I need to use the restroom, like, can you just go carry on your business and not wait for me right outside the restroom?
I feel the same that's way. Man.
I agree with that totally. Yeah, there's plenty of stuff to do.
There's so much to do. I'll catch up with you.
Hey, go get a cheese soup in Canada.
You don't like people waiting outside the door for you?
I'll meet you in Canada. Like, you need a... Or you can just stand outside the door.
And the Festival Center store is right there by those restrooms. That's a great little, you know what? You go over there, look around. I'll meet you when I'm done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's why like I keep saying, like, oh, if somebody's using the bathroom, I'm going to do this. Like, I'm, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're adults. Yeah. We don't have to wait for each other.
Please.
Yeah.
If I'm sending one of my kids that's 12 or 13 in there, I'm gonna hang out outside the door.
Different story.
Jimmy, it depends what time of the night it is and how much you've drank. That depends. Sure. We're waiting for you. We might not see you again. So that's
one. We might not be directly in front of the door, but we might be around the area just to make sure that you went right instead of left or vice versa. Like, you went the right direction.
Look, it's Disney World. I'll find my way back to my resort.
Very true.
I won't have a car, so you don't have to worry about me driving.
And they'll point you in the right direction every time.
Correct.
Okay, guys. So what do you think? Where are some of your favorite bathrooms in Epcot and the Magic Kingdom? Did you hear any new ones that you didn't know about? either way, let us know. Send us an email. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 453. When you gotta go, you gotta go. The bathrooms in Walt Disney World. This has been our part one, and we're going to be definitely doing part two in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned.
I've already got a name.
If you can wait. What's the name?
If you gotta go, you gotta go. Part two.
Part two.
Part two, do. Very cool. Okay, guys. So now for Jimmy, Morgan, Charlotte, this is Ed. And we're the Disney Nerds, and we got to go. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Guaharini.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
Just keep swimming.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back, hurry back.
The areas that we need, we talk the least amount about, but the ones we talk about, let me say that again. The ones we talk about the least, but need the most.
Have a magical night, Hakuna Matata.
Just keep swimming.
Good night, everybody.
Do, do.
Do, do.
Hey, let's not talk about our duties yet.